Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata on Oculi Sunday, the third Sunday in Lent, with me, Tapani Simayoki. I serve as the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church, Fareham. If you haven't already, why not visit our website at oslc.org.uk to learn more about our life as a Lutheran congregation on England's south coast. The cantata I have chosen for this Sunday is another early work from Johann Sebastian Bach's Mühlhausen years, BWV 106. Gottes Zeit ist die allerbeste Zeit. God's own time is the very best time. This work is a funeral cantata, often referred to by a Latin nickname, Actus Tragicus, which Bach wrote at the tender age of 22. Despite his youth, Bach was well acquainted with death by 1607, having lost both his parents and several siblings in his childhood. He went on to live the rest of his life in the midst of death, surviving the deaths of his first wife and 11 of his 20 children, before he himself went the way of all flesh at the age of 65. This personal experience with mortality, coupled with a profound grasp of the Christian faith and the biblical message of hope, together with a sublime musical talent, enabled Bach to offer comfort to the mourners, not only at the original occasion for which Actus Tragicus was written, but for generations to come. Whose funeral that original occasion was is not known for certain, but it is thought that it may have been Bach's own maternal uncle, Tobias Lemmerhirt, who died in August 1707. The words are mainly a selection of diverse passages from both the Old and the New Testaments. The work begins with a quiet, slow sinfonia of incredible peace and beauty. The simple orchestration, continuo, two viola da gamba and two recorders, in the key of E-flat, creates an almost dreamlike atmosphere, with repeated sighs in the form of pairs of descending intervals. It is as if the orchestra were weeping with the gathered congregation. But even with these sighs, the general mood is that of peaceful acceptance, of rest for a weary soul. The sorrow is real, but not disconsolate. As St. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, "We mourn, but not as those who have no hope." Choir then enters, initially maintaining the atmosphere of tranquil acceptance. God's own time is the very best time. In Him we live, move and have our being, for as long as He wills. In Him we die at the right time, when He wills it. The middle sentence, sketching out the life of man, is set to a fugue full of life. But when the words turn to the necessity of death as an inseparable part of man's existence on earth, the music takes on a darker mood in the key of C minor. The tenor then quotes from Psalm 90, lamenting the brevity of life by pleading for heavenly wisdom. O Lord, so teach us to remember that we must die, that we may become wise. The music is full of pauses and hesitations, as if halting for consideration and contemplation. The bass follows this with a divine admonition, reflecting Jesus' parable of the rich fool. Set your house in order, for you must die and cannot remain alive. The abrupt entry and tone of this bass arioso is a crystal clear response to the tenor's prayer. In the background, the flutes are hurrying to and fro, as if setting the house in order. The choir's response is a mournful recognition of the mortality of all flesh. This is the ancient pact. Man, you must die. The inevitability of the approach of death is marked by the relentless marching of the bass line. But the response to this is neither despair nor defiance, but a hope-filled appeal to him who has overcome death, sung by the soprano. Yes, yes, come, Lord Jesus. While the soprano sings these words from the final chapter of the Book of Revelation, the recorders play in the background the hymn of Johann Leon, Ich hab mein Sach Gott heimgestemmelt. I have left all that concerns me up to God. Let him do whatever he wants with me. If I continue to live on here still longer, without striving against him, I will surrender myself to his will. The choir returns with the lament, but the soprano insistently drowns out any hint of morbid despondency with her prayer, Come, Lord Jesus. And it is she who has the final word. Before her call to Jesus is finished, the marching of the bass and the lament of the choir have both been silent. The earth has been left behind, yet the soul still sings on, Come, Lord Jesus. Could there be a more powerful musical expression of the hope of life beyond death? It's thought that the funeral sermon would have come at this point in the service. The rest of the cantata, on the other side of the sermon, is preparation for the committal. First, we have arias for alto and bass, representing the voice of the Christian and Jesus, respectively. Accompanied only by the continuo, cello and organ, the alto responds to the inevitability of death in the hope-filled words of faith from Psalm 31. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. To this Jesus responds with the words he spoke to the thief on the cross. Today you shall be with me in paradise. In the background, the altos sing the first verse of Luther's hymn paraphrase of the Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon. In peace and joy I now depart at God's disposing, for full of comfort is my heart, soft reposing. So the Lord hath promised me, and death is but a slumber. Having received the sure hope of victory over death and the joys of life to come, what can the Christian do but to thank and praise God for his mercy? And so the whole cantata closes with a doxology, the final verse of Adam Reusner's hymn, In dir hab ich gehofft, in you have I placed my hope. Glory, praise, and honor and majesty be to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit given. God's power and strength make us victorious through Jesus Christ. Amen. Death is not the final word. By the power of Christ's resurrection, Christians will stand victorious over death itself. The ground of this confidence, through Jesus Christ, Amen, is set to a triumphant double fugue, full of life and energy. Bach sent the congregation which came into the funeral with quiet mourning back out rejoicing in Jesus' victory over death. Here is Bach's Actus Tragicus, Cantata 106, Gottes Zeit ist die allerbeste Zeit, from Volume 2 of Bach Collegium Japan's set of complete cantatas directed by Masaki Suzuki for the Swedish label BIS. The soloists are Aki Yanagisawa, soprano, Yoshikazu Mera, countertenor, Geert Turk, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. The recording is made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com.
bestelle dein Haus. Bestelle dein Haus, denn du bist Sterben und ich lebe, ich bleibe. Denn du bist Sterben, denn du bist Sterben und nicht lebendig und nicht lebendig bleibe. Denn du bist Sterben und nicht lebe.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this half hour. I hope that it has given you both pleasure and Christian comfort. I look forward to your company again next week. In the meantime, if you would like to get in touch with me about the program, write to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. For past episodes of Sunday Cantata, and for a wide variety of other programs from Lutheran Radio UK, go to our website at lutheranradio.co.uk. I am Tapani Simoyoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.